Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Brandy Gillespie.
Okay, can you confirm the phone number?
214-497-4024.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you. You guys both have a great rest of your day and best of luck to you, Ms. Gillespie.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Hi, Ms. Gillespie, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Yes, okay, perfect. Am I saying your name correctly, Gillespie?
Gillespie.
Gillespie?
Gillespie. G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E.
Gillespie. Gillespie. Okay, thank you so much. Ms. Gillespie, my name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions. And did you get an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
No. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any sort of documents or contracts with an attorney for this matter?
No, I haven't.
You have not signed. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Yourself, okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
You were, okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Did you receive any treatments or any surgeries?
Yes, I received the surgery. It got removed, and then I had to go do radiation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So there was some surgery and radiation. I'm glad you got that taken care of. Where were you treated? What facility?
I went to Baylor.
Baylor, was it medical center?
Yes.
Where was that located?
In Dallas, Texas.
In Dallas. Okay. What was the address? Do you know?
It's on Gaston. I don't know the number, the street number, but it's on Gaston Avenue in Dallas, Texas.
On Gaston.
I can look
okay.
it up if I, you need.
Yeah,
you
please.
Look it up?
Yeah, I just want to make sure I have the right address. Yeah. I'm seeing it on Google. I just know there's different locations. I see 3500 Gaston Avenue.
Give me 1 second. Let me just look Google that address.
Uh-huh.
I know the street. I just don't know the number.
Okay. No problem. Take your time. You can put me on speaker if you need to.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, 3500.
3500. Okay. Gaston Avenue. All right. And then do you remember the name of the doctor that treated you?
Christopher Michael.
Okay. Can you spell the name for me?
C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L.
Okay, no S at the end?
No.
No, okay. Dr. Christopher Michael at Baylor University Medical Center. Okay, and besides the meningioma, have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
No.
No. Okay. And then when you got the injection, the Depo Provera, where did you go? What medical facility?
I went to Healthcare Central, Healthcare Central Women's Clinic.
So Healthcare Central Women's Clinic. Okay. And where was that located?
Health Central. It's Health Central Women's Clinic. It's on Forest Lane.
Uh-huh. Okay, Health Central Women's Care. Okay, perfect. You said it's on Forest Lane. Is that in Dallas as well?
Yes, ma'am. You need the number too again? Hold on, let me look that up.
Yes, please. Mm-hmm.
1 second here.
Mm-hmm.
777 Forest Lane in Dallas, Texas.
Okay, 7777 Forest Lane in Dallas, Texas. Okay, that's Health Central. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Health Central Women's Care. So that's 77 Forest Lane, and that's Health Central Women's Care.
Okay. Is there 4 7s in the address?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So I got the right one. Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with the meningioma? What was the date?
It was October 20-something, like the 23rd of October in 2018.
Okay. October 23rd back in 2018. Okay. That's fine to the best of your knowledge. Once they pull medical records, they'll see the exact date. But as long as it's a good estimate here, October of 2018. Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
3/26/1980.
3/26, you said, 1980?
Yes.
Okay. And for the Depo-Provera, did you use the injectable contraceptive, the brand name?
Yes. I went to the doctor's office and they gave me a shot every 3 months.
Oh, every 3 months. Okay. So did you take it for at least 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in the 1 year?
I took it for years.
For years. Okay. When did you start taking it? What year?
I started in 2013.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you stop taking it?
I started taking it that October in 2018.
Mm-hmm. October of 2018. Okay. So you took it from 2013 to 2018, right around about about 5 years?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay. And then I do have your first and last name. Can you spell your first name for me?
B-R-A-N-D-I-E.
Mm-hmm. And then I have Gillespie, G-I-L-L-E-S-P-I-E.
That's correct.
Okay. And do you have a middle initial?
L.
L, okay. And then I have your phone number. Is this a cell phone number?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And it does look like you meet the minimum requirements so far, so I'm going to move forward with the intake. At the end of the questionnaire, I will send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to work on the case. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay, perfect. I do have an email. Is it still B? Gillespie at gmail.com?
MS. It's MSB Gillespie at gmail.com.
Oh, okay. MS. So M as in Mary, S as in Sam, B as in Bob?
Yes.
Yes.
And my last name?
Your last name?
Gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. At gmail.com. Okay, perfect. Thank you. And then for the attorneys, for the legal document, can you verify your social?
366-922577.
Okay. And then what is your current mailing address?
6968 Park Ridge Drive, apartment 3108, Dallas, Texas, 75236.
Okay. Let me repeat it. I think it was breaking up a little bit. I have 5968 Park Street?
No. 6968
Okay.
Park Ridge Drive, Dallas, Texas, 75236.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Clark Ridge Drive, correct?
Right. And this is the same address on my ID.
Okay, perfect. Thank you for that. So 6968 Clark Ridge Drive, Dallas, Texas. Okay. Is there a unit number, suite number, anything like that?
Unit number is 3108.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then do you have a copy of the medical records that would show the diagnosis for the attorneys later?
I can contact the hospital and get in. and get it.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. And then the last thing we need from you is just an emergency contact in case something happens. So if you become unresponsive, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. And for that, is it somebody that lives with you or lives separate?
Separate. It's going to be my mom.
Separate. Okay. And it's your mom. And what is the phone number?
Our number is... I'm sorry about that. My mom's number is...
No problem. Take your time.
Cell phone just made me so handicapped. Number is 972-365-8802.
Okay.
I don't remember anybody's phone number since I have cell phones.
Right. It's just so easy to save it. Yeah. Let me repeat that. I heard 972-365-8802.
That's correct.
That's correct. Okay, perfect. Yeah, I only remember my phone number and my mom's phone number because we've had the same number for a decade or more.
I just remember the last four numbers, 8802.
Last four, okay. And then what is her first and last name?
My name is Maxine Gillespie.
Mm-hmm. Maxine, that's M-A-X-I-N-E.
Yes.
Okay, and then last name Gillespie. Okay, and that is your mother. Okay, so it looks like that's it for the questionnaire here. I'm going to send you the electronic document to sign. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you'll be familiar with it. It's just going to ask for a few signatures and a few initials, but I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any issues or if you have any questions, I can help you out. You have me on speaker already? Okay. I'm going to send that over to your email, and then they'll also send you a text message with a link. It's the same document. Whichever one's easier for you to access, you can open up, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to send it over right now. You'll see it soon. It'll say either Mass Tort Strategies or my name, Natalia, wants to send a DocuSign.
Okay, I got the DocuSign.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just go ahead and open it up. There should be just yellow highlighted boxes where you need to sign. And just let me know if you have any questions. Meanwhile, I'm going to look for the information for the attorneys so I can send that to you.
Okay, I finished that.
Oh, okay. Yes, I did get the notification. It looks... Uh-huh. Yeah,
and
so
I guess
it looks...
you just sent me another text?
Yes, I think they might have sent you another copy. So just so you save it for your records, it'll say, like, you're done signing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah, this is a copy.
The copy. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so you can save that for your records. Now, Ms. Gillespie, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for the attorneys to review the information. Then they're going to call you back. They'll do like a case verification call, and then they'll ask for any new information that they need, and they'll let you know the next steps, okay?
Okay.
All right. And that's it for this call today. I appreciate your time. I'm going to send you a text message with my direct desk line and the phone number for the law firm so you can save it in your contacts. If you have any questions or any concerns, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay, no problem. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope you have a great rest of your day and have a good weekend, okay?
No problem, I will.
Thank you. Bye-bye.